Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about Horsetails, statewide 4-H program. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Clay Cavender, Mississippi State University Extension Horse Specialist. Clay, what is the 4-H Horsetails statewide program all about?
Well, Horsetails is an educational and entertaining 20 to 30 minute discussion in the classroom, pretty much designed to be a gateway to discuss various 4-H programs with elementary age kids. It just uses the horse as a tool for education and entertainment.
And who can be involved in this program?
This is a program that pretty much I designed to be like third, fourth, fifth grade age kids, but it's at a level that I would say even second graders or sixth, seventh graders might really see some benefit from. The various components of it are designed to engage the student and just be kind of a fun educational thing to get in front of the student and then be able to tell them more about what all that 4-H has to offer and the benefits of 4-H.
There's many purposes to this statewide 4-H program. What are some of the purposes behind it?
The real intent of why I designed it was to help to improve and increase enrollment for 4-H programs across the board, not just for horses, but 4-H offers so many things, and I hear so many times that people and parents, students and parents, they don't know about 4-H very well. They don't know the depth of what we have to offer. So the whole purpose was to just use the horse, because most people like horses or like hearing about them, and teachers like education, obviously. So this was just a way to get in front of students, engage them a little bit, and then be able to talk to them all about the various things of 4-H. And if they don't like horses, they can always they'll be interested in things like shooting sports or robotics or numerous other things of 4-H.
Right, and 4-H even offers like computer science and actually other science-based activities as well, right?
Exactly, and so no matter the audience, there's going to be something that 4-H can offer them to pique their interest.
And this is for Extension 4-H agents, but 4-H volunteers can also implement this program as well, right?
So I put it together in a way that no matter what the major interest level or education level of the agent, whether they're a beef person or whether they're an FCS agent, it doesn't matter. The material is put together in a way that they can easily read about the horse topic that they want to discuss with the students. There's PowerPoints they can use. There's hands-on tools that they can use in a manual that I created so that anybody can do it. So if a volunteer wants to do it, they can do it. And so they just they can get the material, go into the classroom, and discuss the topic that they choose.
Awesome. So it kind of provides a packet in a way with all of the instructions and the materials, kind of like teaching the teacher.
Absolutely. So the manual has various topics, six, seven different topics, describes what they are, has questions to help the presenter engage the student, and even PowerPoints if they want to use that. They've got hands-on suggestions, like I said, that they can use that just kind of gives an entertaining component to the presentation.
Do you want to maybe go into a little bit about what they'll learn about the horse?
You bet. So the various topics that we have are little things like colors and markings, various breeds, things like what can horses do, what do horses eat. And so, for instance, we're doing one on March 28th in Saltillo for a little over 200 third graders. And the people there actually request that we actually bring horses to campus. So there'll be an in-classroom component that will talk about what can horses do and talk about the athletic events that horses do. And then they'll be able to go outside and actually meet the horses and be able to see horses hands-on.
Well, that will be very interesting. So if a teacher wants this program done, or if a volunteer wants to do this program, or an agent wants to implement it, what should they do?
If the teachers are out there listening and think that this was something they'd want to use, the first thing would be to contact their county office, 4-H office, and talk to whoever is the agent of that county. If that's not a possibility, they can always contact me directly, and we'll come do the program for them too.
To do that, you could go to extension.msstate.edu and click on agriculture and then livestock and then equine programs.
Right. Or they can just contact me directly at clay.cavender@msstate.edu.
Today we've been speaking with Clay Cavender, Mississippi State University Extension Horse Specialist. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.